Good morning. A variety of winter weather has been coming through overnight and now early this morning across interior New York and New England. Many locations have seen between 1 and 3 inches of primarily sleet, with some snowflakes mixed in the mountains and freezing rain across parts of western New England and eastern New York. In these locations, we have some icy travel in addition to the sleet, and with temperatures hovering close to freezing, this will be an issue throughout the early morning period. Drier weather is starting to rotate around the storm center south of Long Island and into interior New York and New England, so I think the precipitation will become more intermittent as we head through the middle part of the day with a few rain and snow showers and a few pockets of sleet as well, with little additional accumulation during the middle of the day. However, as we get deeper into the afternoon and into the evening hours, the back edge of the storm with upper-level energy will move through. This will initiate another round of steadier precipitation, which will fall in the form of rain and sleet in the valleys, with a couple more inches of snow in the mountains through the evening. Gradually, overnight tonight, this storm will lift out. The wind will flip around to the northwest and will start a drying trend. Still plenty of clouds, though, as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. As we get into the day tomorrow, high pressure will temporarily build in. This will keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze. Temperatures will make it up to the lower 40s. Another disturbance will pivot through for the day on Thursday with cloudy skies and a few rain or snow showers with highs around 40. Then we'll spend the rest of the week and into the weekend cooling it off with intermittent snow showers from time to time Friday and Saturday, temperatures starting out in the middle and upper 30s Friday, lower 30s Saturday, and with mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 20s to around 30 on Sunday. It looks like we'll start off next week dry and cold on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system exiting the Rockies will spread snow and rain across the plains and into the upper Midwest as it tracks eastward. Numerous winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for this system from Wyoming to Wisconsin. Snowfall totals could exceed a foot in parts of South Dakota and Nebraska. Snow and lower elevation rain over the Rockies and parts of the basin will taper off during tonight, but the snow will continue to expand eastward into the upper Great Lakes overnight into tomorrow morning, and some of that snow will be heavy at times. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 16 degrees with the wind out of the east at 76 gusting to 89 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 34 below zero. In Albany on the hour, ice pellets in 33 degrees, the dew point 30, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.57 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Laredo and Cotulla, both in Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with rain near 40, cloudy and windy with rain in Boston in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 36, that's 14 degrees above normal. 37 hundredths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, 4 tenths of an inch of snow and sleet up until midnight, 1.4 inches now for the month, which is still 12.1 inches below normal, and 15.8 inches for the season, which is now 14.5 inches of snow behind schedule. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 54, set in 1999. And the record low, 17 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:58 p.m. 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow, sleet, some freezing rain today, highs in the mid-30s. Rain, snow, and sleet this evening, winding down as snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Steady sleet and rain ending early this morning, then scattered showers, more rain and some sleet moving back in later this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Rain, snow, and sleet this evening, winding down as snow showers and rain showers overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow and sleet today with highs in the mid-30s. Snow and some sleet this evening, winding down as snow showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, steady sleet and rain ending early this morning, then scattered showers around, more rain and some sleet moving back in later this afternoon with highs in the middle 30s. Rain, snow, and sleet this evening, winding down as snow showers overnight tonight with lows around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow, sleet, and pockets of freezing rain winding down this morning. A few rain and snow showers through the middle of the day. Then steady precipitation in the form of rain, snow, and sleet moving back in late this afternoon and into the evening with temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. Rain, snow, and sleet winding down this evening. A few snow showers overnight tonight with lows around 30 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, back to a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 40s. Cloudy, becoming breezy Thursday with rain showers and snow showers near 40. Mostly cloudy, blustery and colder Friday and Saturday with a few snow showers in the 30s. Mostly cloudy near 30 Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.